Right now on VFN TV, have you heard about State of the Union? We're going to have the State of the Bible in America. George Barna, the Barna Group, and the Bible Society came together and did a statistical study of where we are in America in regards to the Word of God. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Could you imagine to get a statistical study of where we are in America in regards to the Bible? At one time, one of the founding documents, it still is one of the founding documents of America, because we're a Judeo-Christian nation, was the Bible. But how engaged are we with the Bible? That's what we're going to look at today. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
This is a very interesting study when you're looking at it. George Barna is very, thank God for George. What a gifting he is to the church to be able to really understand where we're at. Mm-hmm. And we talked quite some time about people that are profess to be Christians, but their relationship to the Bible itself is rare,
issue.
Right?
Yes. I mean,
we had one particular study. It was like, was it 17%?
19%
of the population of America has a Bible.
Right.
And I think it's 3%?
3% of the time.
Actually read the Bible and do what it says.
That's right.
Like shocker, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
But looks like if you define that as engagement, you know, George Barna is seeing where we're actually coming up more. We came up by two points, right?
Trends are changing. Trends are changing. In fact, what they did in this study is broke it down into five different segments of engagement. The population, you know,
so
falls into
study
five.
Study of America.
That's
okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what they measured.
What's our population? 325 million?
Something like that. Okay. Yeah, pretty close. There's three things that they measured.
And we had a recent study, too, that just on a previous program, 77% of Americans profess to be Christians in America, right? 76.9%.
Yes, that's right. Okay. About 233 million, I believe that was.
This is the majority.
That's right, the majority.
I'm trying to get the context of that.
Yeah, sure. Well, the three things that they measured. One was frequency, how often people interact with the Bible. Mm-hmm. Two, the centrality, which is how the Bible shapes their choices. And three, impact, how the Bible transforms their relationships.
Can you read that one more time? So these are three different areas.
Three areas that they focused on. One was frequency, so how often people interact with the Bible.
Which is read it and apply it to our lives, I guess.
Two, centrality, how does the Bible shape their choices, which is a big deal. How do you live,
right?
Your values.
It tells you how to live a life in regards to finance, in regards to relationship, in regards to marriage, in regards to everything.
The Bible has answers for everything.
If you want to know how to live your life,
that's right.
The Scripture has specifically how to live your life.
Best-selling book every single year.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing.
Great wisdom.
Number three, impact. How the Bible transforms their relationships, which is key.
Right.
It's huge. Your relationship with God and relationship with others.
So we're saying impact. We're talking about how is it translating out of your life into your life with others.
That's right.
Okay.
It's not this
private
thing. Okay. Let's go to 4966.
Okay.
And we'll look at some of the five engagement profiles.
So this is Bible Engagement Profiles by Barna. Okay.
Barna and the American Bible Society. This is the State of the Bible 2019.
Okay. Fresh.
So number one, Bible-centered.
What's Bible-centered?
Well, this is what it says here. Interacts with the Bible frequently, and it is transforming their relationships and shaping their choices.
We would call that somebody who abides with God.
That's right. And
by the way,
is somebody who?
You actually read the Word of God, you hide the Word of God in your heart, you talk to God, and you talk to the Lord in your prayer life, or just talk to Him, and then you actually do what He says.
Oh, you practice it.
Yeah.
You practice it.
A lot of people want, and they really want to. Listen, you may really want to be a part of this percentile, but sad to say, there's a few people that are actually leading a pathway. We have a pathway for you in that. We actually designed a simple plan. People want to do it, but they just need a plan. We got a plan for you. It's a simple, free plan. It's at iabide.org.
Yep.
So this 5%, which we're going to talk about in just a moment,
America's population,
can go way up. When we
Absolutely.
Begin to abide with the Lord, you know, and you can find out even the definition of abiding. It's at iabide.org. You request your free plan. We set it up for you. People from all around the world are requesting that abiding plan. And so we're raising the numbers. You
yes,
know,
we are.
Through your partnership.
That's right.
People
all
that
around
are,
the world.
Yeah, are working together in our tribe and our family. people all around the world are we're raising this percentage up
that's
around
right.
the world. But this is
we
America.
We did raise it. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right. Yes.
We raised
that's
it.
Right.
Absolutely.
It was at 3%.
It was at
3%. Okay.
But Bible centered, remember this, that the Bible is at its central to your life, not a part of your life, doesn't fit in somewhere, but is at the very, very center of who you are as a person.
You're pondering every decision
Absolutely.
You're making.
Absolutely. Yeah. Second is Bible engagement. Now, these are the folks that interact with the Bible frequently, and it is transforming their relationship with God and with others. 90% of Americans. Okay?
So this is somebody who is not the center of their life, but it's a part of their life.
It's a part of their life.
It's okay? not. So they actually are reading it.
Some engagement. And okay. it's transforming their relationship with God and others. So it's having an impact. Probably to the relation that they are engaged with it, it's probably the relation that's going to impact their relationship.
So I think about this too in regards to saying, you know, you have a car that hasn't been washed and somebody walks up and says, wash me, because they write it in the dust on the car. So these two categories pretty much don't have dust on their Bibles, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bible friendly.
Okay.
It's not as much as Bible engagement. They're not enemies of the Bible, but they're not maybe sold out fans. They interact with the Bible consistently, and it may be a source of spiritual insight and wisdom.
So that's sort of like having like five counselors, and one of the counselors is the Bible.
Correct.
So you're taking from
Great
other sources.
Great analogy. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Oprah and then
right.
whatever.
And for spiritual insight. So
right.
some people may read it as a self-help book, but it's not a self-help book.
Yeah, right.
It is a truth book.
Yeah.
Right? And this truth will set you free.
It's living, it's active, it's
that's
sharper
right.
than a double-edged sword. It penetrates the dividing with thought
Come
and
on.
Intent and attitudes of the heart.
That's
it's alive.
Right. It's alive.
Yeah.
And it comes with the author.
Yes.
You know? Bible neutral. Now, these are folks that interact with the Bible sporadically, mm-hmm. but it has little spiritual influence.
Oh, wow.
But that influence may be growing. So it's a little bit. They're not totally sold out.
So these are lukewarm folks, 9%.
Yeah. Well, a lot
right?
more than lukewarm,
but neutral.
Yeah.
Well, they say neutral.
Either way.
But they're growing towards warming
They're growing.
Up. Okay.
So right. We'll take it.
Okay.
48% of America's
oh, wow.
population, though, Bible
wow.
disengage. Interact with the Bible infrequently, if at all, and it has minimal impact on their lives.
Well, I think, you know, 77%-ish of Americans profess to be Christians, but it looks like most of those Christians in America are not thinking the Bible's an intricate part of their walk.
And that would be a big mistake, because it's
yeah.
supposed to be.
Right. It literally, you know, thy word hath I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you.
So that means if I haven't hid God's word in my heart, the probability of me sinning increases dramatically.
And not knowing that we've sinned.
Of course.
It wasn't until Josiah found the Bible and pulled it out that he realized Israel was in sin.
Yeah.
And at that point, they begin to change things. You can't change things if you don't know what the truth is, what the roadmap is.
That's right. The three reasons why people don't read the Bible, they say, one, they don't know where to start,
mm-hmm.
Don't have a version that I can understand,
right.
And third, I don't have a plan. But we just mentioned the abiding
we
plan.
Have one
we
for
have
you.
One.
At iabide.org. It's a free plan. Get it right now. It'll come to you immediately in your email. That's how it comes. And you'll get to hear us discuss simple plan to be able to abide. Listen, we're about to go to a break. But I want to ask you this. Comment below. What are your thoughts so far? Because we're going to have so much more we're going to cover on the reality of Bible engagement in America. And what are some of the ways? Comment below some of the ways that, you know, that we can increase this flow. And one way is watch VFN TV. VFN TV, because we're talking about the Word of God all the time. We're getting people to abide, which raises this number up here, abiders who are abiding with God. Jesus said, apart from abiding in Him, you can do nothing. But if we abide with Him and Him with us, then you can do everything.
Yeah.
You can be fruitful. So comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. John, what's next?
We get right back from this break. We're going to continue this conversation, but we're going to show you how are we trending? How are we trending over last year and over this year, and how much the Bible is truly impacting Americans? You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky.
But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO, I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator, I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why I'm writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies, to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming, and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We want to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? Maybe 500, 600 yeah. wisdom nuggets in addition to the success strategies. It's yours now, vfnkb.com.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking about Bible engagement. When you think about this is it's actually increasing. We're looking at the Barna study here with the Bible Society.
American Bible Society.
And so you're looking at, even though your numbers have been challenging, it has been increasing, right?
This is great news. You're looking at 2018, 2019.
So red is 2018.
Red, correct. And blue is 2019. But let's look at the change. You look at that Bible center. These are the folks that have the Bible at the center of their life. It was at 9% in 2018, but we had a 4% decrease in 2019 to 5%.
So people that are abiding, or people that are putting the word scriptures in the center of their life and making life decisions based off that, have dropped by 4 percentage points in America.
In America. In America.
And I think about this. I know we have to move along with this. Is that how many times does God begin to bless us and give us a good economy, our jobs are good.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, people just start walking away from God.
That's right.
But yet, we're going to have a moment and show you where that when times are hard in America, people turn to God. And it's an amazing thing.
We need to break that cycle.
We need to stay with God.
You know, so, engagement. Uh-huh. Here's some positive trends. Mm-hmm. Engagement in 2018 was 17%, and we've increased it to 19%.
That's great.
2 percentage points.
That's
absolutely
very good. Okay.
Okay. Look at Bible friendly. From 15%, jumped up to 4%. 19% of Americans now are Bible friendly.
So the Bible, people, more Americans are more engaged with the Bible in 2019 than they are in 2018.
Correct.
So that's very good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Neutral, you're looking at the same, from 5% to 9% in 2019.
Okay.
So you're looking at an 8-point increase in, you know, can you combine both of those categories,
right?
Bible friendly and Bible neutral. Now watch this. Disengaged,
100%, yeah.
Dropped from 54% down to 45%. That's 9 points.
Awesome. That's very good. So literally, people that just had nothing to do with the Bible.
That's right.
That's dropped.
Times are changing in America.
Yes. What's the next?
So let's look at our next slide.
This is trends in the Bible use.
Trends in Bible use. This is folks that never used the Bible.
Starting in 2011 to
2011.
Today.
If you
never
look,
used it.
Never used it. So from 2011 to about 2016, that number hovered about 25%. But in 2019.
So it stayed at 25% that never used the Bible.
That's right. From 2011 to about 2016.
So about five years.
Steady at 25%.
And we're going through some difficult times during that time. Financial crisis, war, Iraq, war in Afghanistan, okay.
Persecution of Christians all over the world. But this is an American study.
Right.
In 2019, that number went from 25% to 35%. 10% increase in points.
And the interesting, it started going up in 2016 when America got a new president. The economy shifted.
That's right.
The debt was reduced. The unemployment rate is record unemployment rates for African American, record of all time unemployment rate for African Americans, for Hispanic Americans, for
Asian
women,
Americans.
For Asian Americans. And we have more jobs than we have people to fill them. And so money's going good. God's blessing us. But now people are turning away from the never users of the Bible is going up. Isn't it amazing when Jesus said you can serve God or money? God or the economy, but you
can't
serve them both.
Can't serve them both.
Isn't when you think about Baal, the false god Baal, it was about that Baal was the economy.
That's right.
He's the one that made the money go up. And how can you, and I want to challenge you in this area, is like, can God trust you with wealth? And I talk consistently about this in my book. I want to make sure that you get your free copy of this book. But God has a great wealth transfer coming. It's actually happening now. But this is the opposite trend God would want us to go on. It's called I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success. And it starts with a biblical, a prophetic encounter I had with God when he told me about the wealth transfer that's coming. And if this happens, the wealth transfer is not, you're not looking, we're not prepared for it. It's going to go through our hands like holes in a bowl.
Wow.
And so this is all about this wealth transfer. And this is a test for us. And it's like he started to bless us, a great economy, great jobs. We're
that's
ending
awesome.
Wars. All these different things are happening. The church is being protected. Israel's being protected. Life in the womb is being protected. But yet, now,
people leaving the Bible.
Get this
leaving
book.
Leaving God. Get the book.
Get details are at vfnkb.com and get your free copy of it. So, John.
Yeah, so let's look at our next slide here.
Mm-hmm.
How does Bible transform?
Nonprofit giving.
Right, nonprofit giving.
By Bible engagement. So, how do people that are engaged with the Bible give versus people who are not engaged with the Bible give?
Overall, 7 in 10 Americans, 70%, report giving to a nonprofit organization of some type in the previous year.
70%.
70%.
That's right in there with the number of how many people profess to be a Christian.
And Americans.
Yeah, American.
So,
American.
Between all adults, they say about $100
in a year.
In a year. Medium annual dollar amount.
Of that 70%, at least gave 100 bucks.
No, of just everybody.
Oh, everybody. Okay.
Everybody.
Okay.
However,
right.
Those who had the Bible centered in their
life.
These
are presidential candidates.
Yeah, go look at their
data. Yeah, it's
sad. You get 3%?
Is that wild?
How many millions did you earn?
Is that wild?
3%?
If somebody wants to lead the country, first check if they actually care about the country. Because
yeah.
If you gave to people
that's
in
right.
need, you know, you care. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, give up a few houses, you know?
So
those that were Bible centered.
And these are the ones that are abiding, that are applying God to the Word of God to their life,
their whole life,
praying, talking to God, and doing what He says. Okay.
Imagine that. They would be the ones that have given the most in a year.
$1,000.
Think about that. They've given the most.
Listen to this. If you want to be blessed, you need more Christians teaching your church how to spend time with God, how to pray, how to read their Bible, not religiously, relationally.
And Americans historically have been some of the most giving people all over
Crisis,
the world.
Crisis. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. That number. Again, for engagement, 600, Bible-friendly, 300, neutral, 100. Go all the way down to skeptics. People that don't believe in the Bible, guess what? They don't give to any giving.
$5.
Know. We're not talking about giving to the church. We're talking about to any charity. So it's not.
$5.
$5.
So disengage is $20.
$20.
I mean, you think about all the money. You know, America is, think about America. America's poorest person's richer than approximately 70% of the world's population, 7 billion folks. And so you're looking at wealthiest people in the world given $20. It's not until God touches our heart.
That's right.
And we begin to abide with God that we begin to understand it's Him that's giving us this wealth. So how can we not give to
others
in need?
There's a world out there outside of us that need what we have.
Yeah.
Storage facilities. I talked about, can you stand to be blessed?
Right.
We have storage facilities is an American phenomenon.
Yeah.
They don't have storage facilities in the Philippines or all these
those
other
be
nations.
Houses.
Right.
Those be houses.
And we have climate controlled.
Yeah.
Storage facilities for our garbage and our junk and extra stuff. So we can use some Bible engagement, some Bible-centeredness.
Well, look what it will do.
It's
when the church turns back to God and the scriptures of God, what happens, people's needs get met because people start giving to their local communities and neighbors, and the church starts going out and doing things like we do at the VFNKB love boxes that
That's
we send
right.
out. So what's next that we have here for the...
Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about is how 6 in 10 Americans believe the Bible has transformed their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's nearly 60% of Americans out of 330 million say, the Bible has transformed my life.
It's pretty powerful.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
This slide here helps us to kind of break it down and show us how this all works. Okay. So with this statement, the Bible has transformed my life, 26% of Americans agree strongly. 33% agree somewhat.
So you're looking at like 59%
that's
that
right.
said
that's
it's
at
impacted
60.
Their life. Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah.
17 disagree somewhat.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And disagree strongly. Only 24%.
It's interesting how the media is only focusing on this 24%.
That is interesting.
They say only 8% really is doing all this, and they're focusing on the 8%. But most of America is saying God exists.
That's right.
The Bible's important. The church is important in our nation. Judeo-Christian principles are important. We just got to step up and start saying it publicly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
And I think it's interesting, too. I think if we asked most Americans, should the Bible be brought back into the school system,
yeah.
I think you would find that number to be quite high again.
They're actually talking about doing that in different states right now, as a matter of fact.
How much would that impact?
It would change the whole. It would change the whole nation. God would bless America in a powerful way.
Look what's happening now when we have a president standing for pro-life, who's standing for pro-Israel.
Pro-Constitution.
Look at all the
pro-America.
Things. Yeah.
Which is what the president's supposed to do.
Correct.
But you look at that and you think about, but yet the church statistically has stepped further away from the Bible itself during a blessed time. So
it's not
it's not the government. It's the responsibility to do that. The church. We're supposed to do that in our homes with our children.
That's
and
right.
Go to our local school boards, which actually work for you. You know,
they're our elected representatives.
Every elected official works for you, and so you could tell them, this is what we want in our state, this is what we want in our nation, this is what we want in our county, in our city.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say, why? You got statistics here. You
can
turn them on to VFNKB to be able to see what's going on, showing these statistics.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so next thing we're going to look at is Bible engagement. Believe it or not, Bible engagement positively correlates to relational and spiritual growth.
So this is an impact on relationships.
That's right.
So how
your relationship
is your life
with God? and your relationship with others.
Okay, very good.
Okay?
Okay.
So if we look at the first statement here under our relationship with God, awareness of how much I need God, 61%.
Having the Bible in their life, reading the Bible, they understand, I need God. Which is great because God wants you. So that's the whole purpose the Word of God, to bring us to Him. Right?
Yeah. And if you look at it, the next segment is 23%, and that's most of
the time.
So you're looking at close to 80% of Americans say, when I read the Bible more, I have an awareness, a consciousness, I need God.
Right.
Which means if I'm not engaged, I have no need of God at all.
Which means to keep the Bible in the public square. I mean, for years, Gideons have went to all the hotels and put Bibles in the hotels and hospitals and
schools.
Schools, and the thing is not having just a Bible there. You need to take it and you need to read the Bible.
And you need to read it.
So what else does it tell us?
So a sense of connection to God. Mm-hmm. 51% of Americans say all the time, all the time now, they have a connection with God. Because they're reading their Bible 30%
most of the time.
Curiosity to know God better.
50%. So if you'll put a Bible in your son, your daughter's hand, take them to areas where they're hearing others discuss the Bible, watch VFN TV, TV, turn it on, you know, and they might catch a piece of it. But they understand that it's relevant, begins to change their life and change their relationships. You want your relationship to be better with your family. Bring God in the center of your family.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Let's look at the next segment.
Okay.
Bible impact on relationships with others. How I treat people of different races. 17% very strongly, 12% strongly agree, and 20% agree.
So ending racism in America is bringing God in the center
of
America and God's Word in the
center. God's Word in the center.
And the less biblically based we are, The more racism rises up.
That's right.
Wow, okay.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
Support for refugees and people displaced by conflicts. 10% very strongly agree, 8% strongly agree, 19% agree.
Right.
Look at those numbers.
Yeah.
That's huge.
You're just when you understand what God's done for us through His Son, I know we're coming to an end here, and you see the compassion God has for us, that He loves you and has mercy for you, you're thinking, how could I not be merciful to others? But it's not something in your own mind. Because when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God comes and dwells inside of you. His Spirit does. And His Spirit leads us. That's why He says those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God, daughters of God. So we're actually following our Father. And it's His Spirit that's prompting this. It says, stop and give that person, you know, some food. Stop and give this person some money. You know, be faithful to God, to me, God would say, in the areas of your tithes and offerings, and then I'll bless you and open up the windows of heaven. They go, well, I want to be blessed. And so they begin to give to God in the way that He says, and God opens up the heavens and He blesses them. Why? Because we're saying when we give God the first 10% or tithe and offerings, we're saying it came from Him. We're acknowledging He's the one that gave it to us. So comment below. What are your thoughts on these areas? You know, comment below, write to us. We want to hear the friends of EFNKB.com. But I'm sure these numbers are hitting you somewhere, but this is positive.
Awesome.
You can see having the Word of God. And I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in America,
yes.
God. I pray for a blessing over each and every one that's watching and listening, God, that they would see how important your Word, your Scriptures are to them, Father God, that you would give them a hunger. Give us a hunger for your Word, Father God, that it would be in the center of their life so they could be blessed like others are being blessed, God. And God, we ask you, we know if we do this, you will end abortion. God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget, it's so important. How easy is it? This is what Jesus said. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John. One of my last jobs, you know, as a deputy sheriff was a school resource officer. It was called ESIL, which stands for Expanded Educational Agricultural Laboratory. I was like,
okay.
It's a farm, you know, with kids. It's like the last chance particular school they had in their district right there. There's a lot of different things going on, you know, different. I thought, you know, all these kids needed just somebody to be able to just kind of father them. And I had all these wrong ideas about how it was going to work. But, you know, one of the things that they did was they wanted to be able to have a golf tournament. It's called Best Ball Golf Tournament, where you have to get several of the teachers together to go out on a golf course to be able to play ball. And the best ball, based on my understanding of it, is that you have a group of people and each of you hit a ball in mm-hmm. your group, and you have several groups playing each other, and whoever hits the best ball, you play off that ball. And of course, I didn't really, I know what a hook is and I know what a slice is, which is not what you want. And I didn't play golf. I kind of hacked at golf. You know what I'm saying? I was hacking at it. And these guys were merciless. It was just totally terrible. You know, I kept on trying to hit the ball, you know, in a certain direction, but to go in a total different direction. And finally I was on a putting green and I thought, this is it. I am almost there. I am almost there. My ball lands and I'm going to knock it in. And finally, one of these teachers looks at me and says, just pick your ball up. I'm like, you know, I can't believe that. Of course, I didn't have the best ball at that point. But this is what happened. That's why I got to tell you why. This is so important. So we get back, and this particular teacher was one of the guys who worked with the students in the agricultural area. And so he had sort of like a shed, if you would, of where his some of his equipment was and his file cabinets. And there was this file cabinet, four-door file cabinet that has a metal rod that you slide down to lock the whole file cabinet up. So you have to raise it higher than the file cabinet and you're lowering it down. So it's the same day now. The same day the boy makes in front of my golf. He's out there fixing to lock up his file cabinet and he lifts that rod up to slide it down into the file cabinet and lightning, I'm telling you, lightning comes down and strikes that rod and comes right through him and goes right into the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
He's okay. It did erase his credit card, all the little magnetic strips on his credit cards. But he comes in, he's just shocked, obviously. His hair is kind of sticking out a little bit. But he's okay. Nothing happened to him physically. But he looked at me, total hair sticking out, you know, frazzled. And I looked at him and I said, don't ever make in front of my golf again.